Hello, my name is Esther Schkop. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be learning chapter 92, Perek Tzadik Bet in Tehillim. This Perek begins with an opening line unique in the entire book. Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat. There is no other psalm that opens up declaring when it should be read. Indeed, while it was read in Bet HaMikdash by the Levim on Yom HaShabbat, it has since been incorporated in the Shabbat liturgy and appears a minimum of three times in Kabbalat Shabbat, in the morning Psukei Dizimra of Shacharit, and at the end of the morning prayers after Musaf, Kishir Shel Yom. In some kehilas, it is even recited in Mincha every Shabbat. The rest of this mizmor stands out for its marvelous structure. If you look carefully, you will see that the entire mizmor consists of 16 verses. The first is the opening line that we just discussed. And it is, in fact, not part and parcel of this mizmor, whose author remains ostensibly anonymous. In the middle of this mizmor is a very short line that reads, Ve'ata marom le'olam Hashem, and you, God, remain always on high. But betwixt and between are seven verses in the first part and seven verses in the last part for a perfect structure that is in fact like a Rorschach block. Every verse divides itself into two, except for verse 8, which is divided into three little lines. That structure is then mirrored in verse 10, three little lines, and then the rest in two lines each. Seven lines for Yom HaShabbat, for the seventh day of the week, and seven more lines for Yom Shekulo Shabbat, for the seven millennia, until Im Yirtzeh Hashem Mashiach will come. If you look carefully, you will also notice that the name of Hashem, Yud-Ke Vav-Ke, appears exactly seven times. And that seems to be perhaps the beginning of the clue for what the contents of this mizmor has to do with Shabbos itself. Chazal tell us as follows. This is a song about the future. The future of the eternal life beyond this world. Others tell us as follows, Ibn Ezra. After 6 days of work and complete indulgence in this worldly matters, where we are rushed beyond comprehension, comes Shabbat for us to sit quietly and make sense of what happened throughout the week. This is the time to, if you like, contemplate God's deeds, the God that perhaps seems to have been lost in the rush and bustle of the weekday. It begins with the word Tov. It's good. Why does it begin that way? The Psikta de Rabbi Eliezer explains to us that there is a hidden author this. This author is none other than the primordial human being, Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was created on the sixth day. He sinned on the sixth day. He was judged on the sixth day and condemned to leave Gan Eden. And as the sun was about to set, God gave him a reprieve of one more day in Gan Eden. That day was the sanctified day of Shabbat. the Rebbeinu Shel Olam showed Adam HaRishon all of life from the beginning of time to the end of time, the fate of all of his children. And for that, his response was, like the Creator in whose image he was made, to pronounce Tov. For as God looked at what was done on each day, at the end of the day, he would say, Vayar Elohim, God saw, ki tov, that it was good. And Adam, looking at the totality of human existence, declared, Tov. In the final analysis, it's good. And it is good what? Lehodot laHashem. It is good to both thank and to acknowledge God. Ulezamer leshimcha elyon. And to sing to you, even when you seem so far away, so on high and invisible. Lahagid baboker, I would tell in the mornings, chazdecha, of your unconditional love. When the sun rises and the world is fresh, covered with dew. But in the nights, when your presence is not apparent, when the sun is not shining and all is bleak, I am left with nothing but faith. When everything is showered upon me and all kindnesses are there, it's easy to be thankful and recognize God. But when he seems on high, far, far transcendent, and now not only invisible, but perhaps even absent, at that point I'm left with nothing but faith. No song, nothing to tell, but silent faith. Ve'emunatcha balelot. Alei aso ve'alei nevel. On the right side, it's always happy. This is the songs that we play on musical instruments to dance to. But at night, I'm left with soulful music. Alei higayon bikino, the kind of music that brings tears to your eyes. Ki simachtani Hashem befoalecha. You made me happy with all that you have done for me. My children are healthy, they're bouncing babies. Look at this. Isn't this fabulous? Isn't this wonderful? But when the going isn't so good, when there is no happiness and no laughter to be heard, nonetheless, b'maase yadecha aranen, I am left to sing, howsoever sadly, about the work of your hands. Magadlu maasecha Hashem. When spring has come, everything is growing and flowing and marvelous. Oh, how great are your deeds, God. But when young people die, when life makes no sense, I'm left to say, Me'od amku machshevotecha. Your thoughts, your plans, oh, they're much too deep for me to comprehend. Ish be'ar lo yeda. A be'ar, says Rashi, is somebody who's a shoteke behema, a fool like a cow. He only knows the grass that's right in front of his nose. He can't comprehend what was and certainly can't imagine what will be. He only sees the here and now. An ignoramus like me, I cannot know what God's plans are. Uchsil, and a fool like I, who doesn't see the consequences of my behavior, lo yavin et zot. He does not understand that whatever God is doing has a purpose, and its purpose is ultimately tov. But particularly in light of the fact that all around me I see bifroach resha'im kemo esef, I see evildoers flowering and popping up like so much wild weeds. ויציצו כל פועלי אבן. רבי שמשון רפאל הירש explains that אבן, אלף, וו, נון, are people who believe that might makes right, that the big can consume the small, and that the winners will write history. Those amoral people pop up everywhere and give us a sense of cynicism that life is absurd, not understanding that ultimately their fate is lehishamdam adayad, that they are in fact going to be destroyed forever and ever, not necessarily by another hand, a society that forgets that it is accountable to a higher authority, a society that believes that the sin is in getting caught. Those people don't need an outside punishment, for without morality, that society will implode on itself and cause its own destruction. And while God has given freedom to man to do what he would do down here, nevertheless, Ve'ata marom le'olam Hashem, you stand on high watching the actions of men. Ultimately, God intervenes. And then what we see is, Ki hine oivecha Hashem, Ki hine oivecha yovedu. Look, God, your enemies are eradicated. They're gone. Yitpardu kol poale aven. All those people who believe that might makes right, they've decomposed. They have self-destructed. And instead, Vatarem kir'em karni, you lifted up my horns like a triumphant deer, baloti b'shemen ra'anan, and you've anointed me with fresh oils, vatabet einai b'shurai, and you allowed me to see the downfall of my enemies, bekamim alai mireim, and the stories of evildoers rising up against us? Tishmana oznai, I'll only hear about it. I'll hear once upon a time there was a Haman. Once upon a time there was a Hitler. What will remain in the near future, please God? Tzadik ketamar yifrach. The righteous people will rise up flowering like the date palm, tall, fruitful, ke'erez balvanon yisge, climbing the heights like the cedar tree. And both of those trees, one representing the fruitful body, the one that does good deeds blossoming in this world, and the other strong and redolent, climbing on high, comprehending the spiritual. Both of them, shtulim bevet Hashem, will be planted in the house of God. Bechatzrot Elokeinu yafrichu, in his courtyards, there they will blossom, the strong and the righteous. Od yanuvum b'seiva, and their fate will be to be youthful even in their old age. Dishenim v'rananim yiyu, smooth-skinned, as if they were still young, living long enough lehagid, to tell ki yashar Hashem, that God was straight, and he kept his word, that there is ultimate reward for goodness, and that evil ultimately self-destructs. Tzuri, and he is the rock from which I have been hewn, for we human beings are chips off the old rock. Velo avlatabo, the fault for the absurdity in this world, it's not in him. It's in us. Thank you for studying together with me. לעילוי נשמת מלכה אסתר בת צבי יוסף.